Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. In Daniel 1:3-4, it says, "And the king commanded Ashpelaz, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both the royal family and nobility, youths without blemish, and good appearance and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding, learning, and competent to stand in the king's palace, and to teach them literature and language of the Chaldeans." Daniel and the boys were qualified to be used of God to represent him in the nation. They were described as youths, without blemish, of good appearance, and skillful in all wisdom. They were young men of learning, understanding, and competent. These are not accidental qualities. These are qualities that are developed. If I want to be used of God, then I should be living my life in a way that would have him choose me when he makes his choice. So often we rest in who we are rather than working toward who we can be. So often we're satisfied with less than our best, and we compare ourselves to those in the world that do less rather than perfection. We need to be the people God is looking for, even when no one else is looking. Daniel 1:8-12 goes on to say, "But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, 'I fear my lord, the king, who assigned your food and your drink. For why should he see that you are in worse condition than the youths of your own age? So you would endanger my head with the king.' Then Daniel said to the steward, who the chief of eunuchs had assigned over Daniel, Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah, 'Test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink.'" The key to success of Daniel and the boys lies in the fact that they had a resolution. They resolved not to defile themselves. I'm certain this meant in all areas, and this story happens to be playing out in the area of food choices. It all begins with a resolution. What have you resolved in your heart, and how does that matter? You see, first, these boys were qualified to be used of God. And not only were they qualified to be used of God, did they work towards that. Then, they were those who resolved not to do evil when they had the choice. It's critical that we understand what evil is and avoid it, so that God would use us should he choose to use us. This is Dave Wager with Thinking Aloud, coming to you from the studios of Relate365.com on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute, which is a ministry of Silverbridge Ranch. You can contact me at thinkingaloud@relate365.com. Thanks for listening.